Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our careful reasoning, we need to no avail.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're excited about continuing our visit with our good friend Peter Meyer, author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, author of Warp Speed Growth, available wherever books are sold. Also, you can find out what Peter does at his website, Meyer Group, MeyerGrp.com. Right, Peter?
Yes.
So check that out. And whatever Peter writes, folks, you'll be smarter when you read it. Peter, we're talking about your introduction to us about icebergs flipping. Literally, you can watch it on YouTube, folks. If you go there, you can see how these icebergs flip. It's fascinating to watch it, and as Peter pointed out, sometimes it's dangerous. But he's using that as a metaphor for how things change in our businesses. We talked about that earlier, about understanding what it looks like. How to be on the leading edge of one of these flips so that you can take advantage of it, not be hurt by it, not be hurt by the danger. But also, Peter, you think we can help people with this analogy?
I absolutely do. And I think it's an important way to look at our businesses and our friends and our family. People are like icebergs as well. They constantly change, and they will often, without any warning, change in a big way. So you can have the same strategy, but we should add a layer to that. Part of the strategy is we should expect them and know that we can handle it, expect them to change, and be ready to know we'll be fine when they do. Mm-hmm. To look at a surface of a person, their behavior or their physical surface, and say, that's not what's important. What's important is the core of what they are, which is the second part of the strategy. We can be ready. We can know that we can do the change. We can know that they can do the change, that they have the capability to make that change, and they do not need to be held back. We do not want to hold people back. We want to take advantage of them changing.
So when we talk, of course, we're talking about our stakeholders, the people in our businesses, right?
Sure.
And so, but don't we oftentimes, you know, as you know, when an iceberg flips, that's a big change. And research shows that two-thirds of people resist change. And that means two-thirds of our employees resist change. Two-thirds of CEOs resist change. If we're part of the one-third that gets this change, and we're internalizing, we're realizing, we're accepting, we're profiting from the change, how do we get the two-thirds of our people to do this?
I think the answer is to say to them, you're going to change, I'm going to change, the customers are going to change, it's going to happen. The only question is whether you feel comfortable that you can handle the change. And the way to start with that is to not look at the surface of the person, mm-hmm. but look at the core of what they are, the sense of goodness, the sense of wanting to learn, the sense of wanting to solve problems. That's common to everybody, whether mm-hmm. no matter how they change. Their goodness, they're wanting to learn, they're wanting to solve problems. When I look at that, I can withstand any superficial change at all.
Yep. And I'd like to also go back a little further, Peter, and apply this to the acquisition process, the employee acquisition process.
Mm-hmm.
By that I mean interview for, and seek out those people who are more likely to help you deal with iceberg. Because some people are not wired like that, Peter.
Absolutely.
And if you're the kind of CEO that's watching for icebergs to flip that are going to be flipping, maybe, hey Peter, if we read your book, Creating and Dominating New Markets, maybe you're flipping the iceberg. Maybe you're the pressure on that. And you know, I got that from your book. So my point is, if that's your business model, if that's your nature, or if you're just prepared for the next iceberg flip, you don't want to hire people who can't go with you when that happens.
I absolutely agree. You want to recruit for people who feel so comfortable with themselves that they can handle this kind of dramatic, sudden change. That's a key recruitment requirement.
And there are tools. There are HR tools that will help you tell if this person is adaptable or not, right?
There are, but of course your own gut instinct has to be the first tool.
That's true. Peter, 20 seconds, last thoughts.
My last thought is if you understand that you can handle the change, that's the first step to making the change work for you.
Right. Well said. Well done. Hey, Peter, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you very much. And, of course, no worries.
Come back soon. No worries, mate. Come back soon, Peter. Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. Meyer Group, M-E-Y-E-R-G-R-P, MeyerGroup.com is his website. And find his books there, too, Warp Speed Growth in Creating and Dominating New Markets. We'll have Peter back another day real soon. In the meantime, I got to go. But before I do, I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.